Saddle up your horses.
Welcome to Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter. This is the program that proclaims liberty to the captives of our beloved nation, where truth trumps political correctness, where the uncompromised word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. For God has called us to stand for truth, and having done all to stand, we will stand. It's time to fight the good fight of faith to preserve our country, our families, fortunes, and sacred honor, to protect our property, our schools, and yes, maybe even salvage some of our churches. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Now, here is your host of Red Sky Radio, Rob Walter.
Well, hello, America, and welcome, world, to Red Sky Radio, where we ride hard for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. I have so much to share today. I got to get rolling, but only to say as an intro here, if you want to reach me, you can at info@redskyradio.com with your comments, criticism, you have at it, questions, have at it. If you want to reach me, I'll do my very, very best to get back with you. I got so much to cover today. I'm going to start with one very, very brief piece of good news. I'm trying to think and find out what is it that is good about all that's going on. And you know what? I haven't been able to really come up with anything other than, well, a couple of things. Maybe first and foremost, every day that passes is one day closer to the coming of the Lord. As it says in Revelation, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. That's a desire. But he can't come at any day. He can't. The things that need to precede his coming have not happened. We're going to be going into great depth of that when we do the series on end time teaching, where we talk about why the pre-trib rapture is false and why the danger of its teaching and all of that. But I'm not going to get into that today with to any degree at all. But here is what I came up with just from a secular sense, if you will. I don't know, secular sense. That's not even the right word. But it's not, I can't say this was any prophetic or spiritual insight, but I thought that the enemy has so overplayed his hand in trying to bring this country down and preparing us for a socialist takeover. And all that may well happen. I don't see the United States in Scripture. I really don't. People talk about the bear, the eagle, and all that stuff. I think it's a bunch of hooey. I could be totally wrong, and there's a lot of things I hope I'm wrong on, like the pre-trib rapture. There's nothing more that I would desire to be wrong on that there actually is one, even though there isn't. But I'd love to be wrong on it. You get my point. But if the enemy has overplayed his hand, then everything that the enemy is doing in this country now, which is being ravaged, this is going to be a program like you haven't heard before, but the things that are being ravaged, where that we've been just being decimated piece by piece here, maybe when the left comes to power, look what they're doing now. They're not even in power. But when they actually come back to power, what they do will not catch many of us by surprise. There are going to be many that are conditioned to just yield to whatever the government says. If some loser, like the loser in Michigan, Gretchen or Wretched Whitmer, if she said, all right, I command everybody an order to turn in your guns. That's an executive order because there's an emergency and I've got emergency powers. You don't do it. But a lot of people will. We're being conditioned. But for those who have eyes to see, ears to hear, they will see, wait a minute, this is just like last time. They use the last time as a practice session for what is now really going to matter to disarm us. And once we're disarmed, we're screwed. We're done. We're another Germany. We're another Russia. We're another Cuba. We're another Cambodia under Pol Pot. Go right on down the line. Disarmed, and you're done. You've heard me say this so many times, but I got to say it again. Be armed. Learn how to use not just a pistol, a revolver, a semi-automatic. Learn how to use an AR-15. It's a beautiful weapon. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that showed an AR-15, and what did it say? Black rifles matter. I loved it. Now, I'm digressing already, but it's with a point. The reason we have the Second Amendment is not so that we can engage an overreaching, imposing, unconstitutional, dictatorial, tyrannical government with a pea shooter. It's there so that we can respond in like fashion with like armor, if you will, like firearms, as that being used against us. The Second Amendment wasn't written so that as arms progress and you get to semi-automatics and automatic weapons, we're still relegated to muskets and powder horns and lead balls. That's not what it's for. No, the right to defense progresses just like the right, just like the offense progresses in the evolution, if you will, of the firearms. The Second Amendment is there not to duck hunt. That was a natural right. You know what? It's not even there to protect us in our homes and our family and our property. That was a natural right. Blackstone wrote about the natural law. We have natural law, natural rights. Do we have a right to breathe in the Constitution? No, it doesn't really say that. And why? Because we know it to be a fact. As a matter of natural law, we have a right to do certain things, which includes protecting our family, spouses, children, and our property. Which brings up the subject of Democrats. Let's start with Joe Biden here today. I'm going to come back to old creepy Joe in a minute because he really is creepy. I think Henry in Las Vegas for sending me this email that showed a creepy Joe surrounded by just a handful of all of these pictures where he's schmoozing and basically fondling young girls. His hands are all over the place. He's got the, as they said when I grew up, they got the Roman hands and the Russian fingers. I don't know where that came from, but I heard that pretty early. He's all over the place. What a creep. Now, why is that important? Because his support is dropping like a rock. Not for the reasons necessarily that it should, because he's a creep. I'm not saying the guy's a pedophile. Who knows what goes on behind closed doors? But we know what he doesn't mind being revealed by way of photographs. His arms all over it, his nose sniffing here and there. Gosh, I'll tell you, I would not let creepy Joe Biden within 100 feet of any of my granddaughters. Not unless I was armed and ready to deal with it if he abused them. No, I wouldn't even take that chance. Well, his support is dropping like a rock because they're seeing that Joe's losing it. He's lost it. Like I said, when he tries to think, his brains fall out. When he tries to talk, his teeth fall out. And when a young girl goes by, his pants fall down. He is a loser. But he's being seen as having senile dementia, which he does. Now, all the women who are trying to think that Joe's the ticket to ride, to quote an old Beatles song, all they got to do is hitch up to his wagon because that's their ticket to being nationally popular? No, that's their ticket to being president. None of these women want to be vice president under anybody other than really Joe Biden, because they know that he's going to be done 8 seconds after he takes an oath of office. He's going to die naturally. There's going to have the 25th Amendment where they declare the guy insane and incompetent, and which gives cause to why people question why people voted for him to begin with. And if he picks Hillary, goodness sakes, you know, if I were I used to work for an insurance company, job I had for 9 years, and I looked for a new job for 8 years and 11 months. and finally said, forget it, I'm going to law school. But when I was there, I worked with underwriters. Underwriters evaluate risks. If I were an underwriter for an insurance company and Joe Biden, as a candidate for president, applied for life insurance, I don't care if he applied for life insurance, this is 20 years ago. If he had Hillary Clinton on the ticket, I would deny the life insurance. Because you're going to see another case of Arkansas, right? I mean, Hillary is the one who, obviously she didn't say this, but she would have said it. She's thinking this. Well, I saw the little blur that came out where she said, I'm very sorry to have heard, I'm very sorry to hear of Jeffrey Epstein's death tomorrow. Okay, this is a kind of Jezebel we have. And one thing we know about Jezebel, Jezebels don't quit. Jezebels don't give up. So I want to tell you that, in my opinion, this has been the worst week in the history of the United States. Worse than 9/11. Worse than the bombing of Pearl Harbor. In my life, you see, what I'm seeing is we have never fallen so far so fast. Now, I said that about the decade following 9/11. Okay, so we got 2001, the terrorists, the Islamic whack jobs, I don't want to digress there. I better come back. The Islamic whack jobs take out the buildings of 9/11. Everybody says, God bless America, God bless America. Even people I know that are atheists were practically saying, God bless America. And some actually were, because it was trendy and it became trite. But did America bless God? Did America repent? Did America, so to speak in Old Testament terms, dress itself in sackcloth and ashes? Is it sorry for its sins of pushing pro-queer, pro-abortion, everything that God hates, that America was pushing? No. And we saw the biggest moral free fall in this country in the 10 years following, everybody chanting God bless America. It's as though, as God says in the Old Testament in multiple places, that he sold Israel. He sold Israel. And he didn't get much for her. It's sort of like we're being sold. I mean, what are we facing? What has gone on? I mean, you've got somebody, like I mentioned here, Creepy Joe, who's the Democratic leader, the presumptive nominee, somebody that bad, that perverted. Here's what I know for a fact. I have said this, call it preaching or whatever, prophetic, I don't know, I'm not going to go there. But I have said multiple times that one of the history of the United States can be seen in different places in Scripture, most notably in the book of Judges. Every time that Israel got into trouble, they hollered, they repented, sort of, God would bring them a deliverer. And every time their sins, after they were delivered, got worse. Consider this. Every single Democratic president, every single one going back to the 80s has been worse than their predecessor. Jimmy Carter, they used to say JC, and I remember the t-shirt, seeing it that had a halo around him and calling him Jesus Christ, because he was going to be a deliverer, a so-called Christian. And guess what we had? Jimmy Carter was without a doubt worse than JFK. Billy Clinton, without question, worse than Jimmy Carter. Barack Hussein Obama, definitely, without question, worse than Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton, had she been elected, without question, worse than Barack Obama. And no matter who the Democratic candidate is, they will be worse, believe it or not, than the worst president in modern-day U.S. history, Barack Obama, and maybe the worst president of all. Mark my words, it is the pattern that comes right out of Judges. It just gets worse and worse and worse. that God will give us a respite, gave us a respite, so to speak, with Ronald Reagan, right? Gave us a respite from Bill Clinton with George Bush, gave us a respite with Donald Trump, a stay of execution from Barack Obama. And if it weren't for Obama being so horrible, we wouldn't have gotten Trump. But I will tell you, the next president on the Democrat side will make Obama look like a choir boy. That pattern is so established in Judges, and it's going to play out here, and we see it happening right now. The collusion that never happened. But can you expect for the government to tell us the truth apart from Trump and a few people in place there that are good people? But the swamp is deeper than we thought. It's wider than we thought. The scum is thicker than we thought. And the stench reaches closer to heaven than we ever imagined. The collusion that never happened. Yeah, there's collusion with Mueller, Comey, B.O. himself, Barack Obama. The holdovers at the DOJ, Fauci, you can see this. It's mind-boggling what has been revealed this week. I don't have the time to go into the detail. You're going to have to listen to Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and some of those to unravel individual parts of this because I don't have the time. The World Health Organization. Goodness sakes, let's get out of that thing like we should get out of the UN. Fauci's connected. Bill Gates is connected. These people, I'm waiting for their patents to emerge, and we'll find out who is already. Do they create a virus? And maybe the Chinese have already done this. Do they create a virus, and before it's released, they then go get a patent for its cure so that they introduce the problem, decimate the economies, and then they rush in with the patents? And guess what? Who has a closer connection and almost incestuous relationship with China but creepy Joe Biden? I mean, listen to what Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg says, we're not going to let any misinformation be on Facebook. So what does he do? He shuts down anybody who's trying to organize a protest against these Democrat governors who are trying to do these impersonations of Joe Stalin. He shuts them down as misinformation. What's misinformation about, hey, we're going to have a rally, here's when it is? No, Zuckerberg is in line with this globalist mentality, he's playing into the whole Antichrist scenario. Zuckerberg himself is a little Antichrist. He is. Look at the definition in Scripture of what an Antichrist is. It's anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That's right out of Scripture. YouTube. I forgot her name. The YouTube CEO. YouTube is taking down anybody and everybody that deals with giving us information we can't get any other way. The YouTube CEO said, we will take down every post, every video that contradicts anything the World Health Organization says. Can you say Heil Hitler? Can you say Zig Heil? This is where we at, YouTube. I wish somebody would come out with something better. I thought GodTube was it, and I went on GodTube the other day, and I saw that what they were posting, underneath it, it said, presented by YouTube. Don't we have an alternative, a real one, to Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg? These people are in the tank. The fix is in. They're working knowingly, unwittingly, I don't know, for the preparation of the Antichrist to come. The two doctors in Bakersfield, YouTube yanked them off. Why? Because they violated community standards. Do you know what violating community standards is? Violating community standards means telling the truth. The truth. That's the violation, because the community standard has become a lie. They've created the lies. The Democrats live in a world of lies. The Chinese live in a world of lies. The Communist Party in China certainly does. And what does it say in 2 Thessalonians 2? It says, and God will give them in the latter days strong delusion that they should believe a lie. They're lying. They may not know they're lying. They think it's actually true. And Zuckerberg is part of it. YouTube is part of it. Google sucks. They all do. They're all, this fix is in. So they yank off these two doctors in Bakersfield who are telling the truth about the coronavirus. They're knocking down anybody who's getting in the way of the preparation of a globalist world government. Now, you might just want to rethink this whole pre-trib rapture thing. Well, I can't go there. It's still premature. I got more to say here. So how about the guy, I forgot his name right now, I don't have the thing, you got who predicted 2.2 million people were going to die of the coronavirus. He's so screwed up. He was so off. And what did we find out? He was financed. His study was financed by Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical companies that stand to gain and profit off from the lies, the deception, the deceit. How about the two Vietnamese doctors? I can't even remember what state they're from. That back on April 4th, they worked together. The first one came out, said they were right on the verge of a breakthrough for the coronavirus. They didn't have it, but they were right on the breakthrough of a cure. Now, note that it was not a vaccine. Two Vietnamese doctors. And, you know, I've been working with more and more Vietnamese people. I'll just say, I got to tell you, I love them. They're some of the most honest people I personally have run into. They have fled communism. They fled socialism. They came to a country of their choice, a country of freedom. They relish it. They cherish it. They're patriotic, as were these doctors. And at this, and 2 days, I think it was on April 6th, that the YouTube video was posted before YouTube started taking them down. And I watched it that said, watch, one or both of these two doctors will not survive. They will be killed because they have a cure, not a vaccine. You see, the World Health Organization wants to control the vaccination world. And what's in that vaccine? Who knows? Maybe it's some sort of serum. I don't know. Maybe it's a mark of the beast. I have no idea, but I'm not doing it. They're going to be staring at an AR-15 right down their throat if they try to force me to take that vaccine. And you need to own one too. Beautiful gun. Sweet. Love to fire it. And it does the job. It does the job. And what's the job? To protect your freedom. Yeah, I said it. You know, I serve as a judge pro tem here in Arizona. And I'm going to get to judges in a little bit later when I talk about this woman who was harassed and jailed in Texas for opening up her beauty parlor. I want to talk about that, but I realized going into this program today that the things that I'm going to say could cost me my judgeship. Now, I'm a pro tem. I'm a substitute. I went to prayer. I came out. It was a quick and fast prayer because I came out with this conclusion. If it costs me my judgeship, so what? I need this voice more than I need that forum. I need this opportunity more than I need that venue. Yeah. I felt like God brought me wisdom sitting on the bench when I've had the opportunity to do so, but none of it compares to having to get this word out. And if it costs me that, it's a small price. God will move me on to the other things. So going back to the two Vietnamese doctors, the microbiologists, I think by trade, they're both dead. This is what, I'm recording this May 8th, they're both dead. And they're being called a murder-suicide. Gee, does that sound familiar? It sounds like Vince Foster. Oh, yeah, that's suicide. And Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, yeah, that's suicide. The Arkansas team is at work. Do you know what? Those are lies. The enemy lies. If the Democrats are animated by Satan, and Satan, and Satan is the father of lies, then his progeny is what? Just a pack of liars. Why should we expect the truth out of the left, out of the Chinese communists? Go right on down the line. So these two are dead. Adam Schiff is being forced to now release the transcripts of 53 people who testified that he wouldn't release before. And why wouldn't he release them? Because they were going to exonerate Trump. Because that little crummy jerk is animated by the devil. Because the testimony exonerating Trump was, as we used to say in Lowell, Michigan, growing up, is a proverbial turd in the punch bowl. It was what was going to ruin everything for little Adam here. And Brennan and Clapper, while we're getting transcripts from them, where they actually admitted that there was no credible evidence against Trump, but they're just a pack of liars. Just little demons doing their work for the big kahuna in the netherworld. I'll tell you, the deep state is so much deeper than Trump ever thought. No wonder he can't sleep. Pray for the man. Pray incessantly for the man. Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, all right. I got to move on here. What's next? I realize this is not encouraging. But you know what? You can't get to being encouraged until you know what you're going to face. Do you know that every single gospel talks about the end times? And what one thing does Jesus mention first? Every single gospel, he mentions that in the latter times, do not be deceived. Deceived. Yeah, he's talking about those who are going to say, I'm the Christ, and don't go out there, and don't go, if you hear it in the city or you hear it out in the country, don't go out there, because that's not the way he comes. He comes from the east, and we'll know. But he says, don't be deceived. Well, don't be deceived. Don't be the people that have chosen the way of the world, for whom, as I mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 2, that God will send them strong delusion that they would believe a lie. We're supposed to be watching and awake and prayerful. Don't be deceived. And this is why this just feels like one of these incredibly important programs, because, folks, do not be deceived. This stuff has gone on, going on, and it's all being, so much of it's being unraveled just this very week. I love the passage. It says there's nothing hid. There's nothing held in secret that will not be made known. There's nothing held in secret that we will not shout from the housetops. The day is coming, even for Bill and Hillary Clinton. Their day of comeuppance is coming. Their day of accountability is coming. I got to tell you, I do not pray for Hillary Clinton. She fakes Christianity. She talks like she knows the gospel. Those are the Jezebels. Did somebody pray for Jezebel? No. The best they could do is give her a burial suited for a queen, because she was of a royal family. That's all they could do. And that was probably too much. And we return. Get ready. I'm going to go through an onslaught of media stories just this week before we get to the real message at the end, dealing with what you must do. Don't worry. We'll be right back. Rob Walter. Not going to be raptured during this commercial break.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime, so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us, as described in the book of Ezekiel. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
We are back. This is Rob Walter with Red Sky Radio. We got to get rolling here. I'm going to go through like blitzkrieg through a bunch of news stories showing you what has gone on this week, just this week, to as a warning to prepare. I have said ad nauseum for over 15 years now, the United States is going to split. It cannot exist but by consent or force. And when you get to force, people start to act. People start to open up barbershops like the guy in Michigan or like the gal, the salon in Texas that we're going to talk about. You're going to start challenging the authority because I will tell you the Democrat governors are so onerous in their orders. They were so in love with their own sense of dictatorial control and power. They actually, I think, welcome a pushback to their overreach so that they then have a justification for calling in the National Guard, stripping people of their weapons, and so forth. But maybe, like I said before, it's just a trial run. This is how bad it is. California's doomed, they said. Staggering $54 billion budget deficit. These are the yin-yangs that 1 year ago were talking about the huge budget windfall that they have, that they're going to be able to fund all a whole bunch of what I call left-wing happy crap. And that's what it is. Left-wing happy crap. It's all the stuff that the left loves to fund, from queer programs in schools to the millions going to illegal aliens and free health insurance and all of this stuff, none of which California can't do one stinking thing right. It's so lost. And now it finds itself reaping the consequences of its own sin. California, what's this? LA Times, California, or coronavirus plunges California into worst budget deficit in the state's history. Deep cuts are ahead. Governor Newsom predicts tens of billions of dollars of debt from COVID. LA Times, California spends billions on no bid coronavirus contracts. Yeah, the contract where they were offered without any bidding to pay the friendly people in China, the communist government, $3.35 for every mask. Oh, they're great business people at all. No, they suck. They don't have good business sense. They just have a lot of tax dollars to work with. Sacramento Bee, California can't cope with its budget deficit without federal bailout, says Governor Newsom. I want to tell you, you want to get me ticked off? I left that state because I was sorry of paying thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes and 47 other reasons to a state that was bent on evil, perverted, subverted human and personal rights, the worst state in the nation. I'll tell you, latte schmate on the beach, couldn't care less about the weather anymore. Couldn't care less. Yeah, I'm frying in Arizona, but I'd rather have my liberty and be hot than to be sitting on the beach with a latte schmate while I'm concerned about the police showing up because I'm not 58 feet from the next guy on the beach and everything else that they do. And I want to tell you what's going to really tick me off is if I have to spend tax money to bail their sorry butts out. That's when I want to get out of this country. That's when I want Arizona and some other states to secede so we don't have to subsidize the left-wing happy crap that they have been pouring on the people forever. And now because of their stupid, idiotic policies, we got to bail them out. Trump needs to say, no, suck it up, Newsom. You created it. You're reaping what you've sown. Go bankrupt. Lay off your legislature. Cut the pay in half of all the government employees. And you know one of the reasons California is sucking swamp water financially is because they've promised all the government employees these incredible pensions. They got a gazillion government employees, none of whom have taken a pay cut, Gavin. Ah, man alive. While they're busy revoking the licenses of people that are opening businesses in Yuba County, Sutter County, $35,000 fines in Fresno for any non-essential business that opens during the pandemic. $35,000. Can you say Heil Hitler? These people are autocratic tyrants, dictatorial jackasses, and I'm being kind. So that we can fund their left-wing happy crap. Liars in the media, goodness sakes. The Stanford study, it says the COVID isn't any worse than the flu. This just came out. The World Health Organization, which is the world government control organization, cahoots with the United Nations. I mean, why don't they just come out with their goal and say, look, our desire is to form a one world government and strip you guys of all your rights? Just come out and say it. We know that's what you're trying to do. The yin-yang that heads that thing up said that they said 3.4% is the mortality rate from the coronavirus. 3.4, that means 3.4% people out of, I mean, that would be over 300 deaths for, wait a second, it trends over to 300 deaths for every 10,000 people infected. Let me get my numbers correct here. But the Stanford study has lowered it from 3.4% per 10,000 to 0.14% or less, meaning 14 deaths per 10,000 people, which is the same as the flu. Liars, corruption. The corruption that's being revealed this week is unbelievable. The liars in the media, CBS News panics because they take down a staged news story back near my hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Well, I was from Lowell, but not in Grand Rapids, very close by, at the Cherry Street Medical Center, because they staged a coronavirus testing operation and they had fake patients. I don't know if you can find this online because YouTube has taken everything down because they like being in control. Can you say Heil Hitler? That's what they're going. This is, it's all homage being paid to the Fuhrer these days as they coalesce into these mutual admiration societies of destructive, socialistic, anti-Christian, ungodly, God-hating behavior. The Christophobes and the Bibliophobes have gone to a new level of seizing power and denying rights to Christians. So CBS fakes this whole thing. Now, so remember, CBS is a news organization that took George Zimmerman's 9/11 call, you know, the whole Trayvon Martin fiasco. They took George Zimmerman's call, 911 call, and edited his call to make Zimmerman look like a racist. CBS, C stands for crap, and you know what the BS stands for. You cannot trust them. So they take down the broadcast with staged coronavirus testing. They had cars lined up, and people from the medical center have said that there were one or two real patients in the cars. The other cars had medical center employees in them. And guess what's happening while they're staging this thing? The people who actually need the help in the testing aren't getting their help in testing because they're trying to help CBS build another fake news story. Listen to this reporter. So Joe Biden supporters go up on their attacks against Tara Reid, claiming she's a liar. Maybe she's a liar, maybe she isn't. But you've got a reporter here by the name of, I'm sorry, not a reporter, it's a Biden delegate, Lindy Lee, who is calling for an FBI investigation. An FBI investigation, and we know we sure can count on the FBI, right? Oh, yeah, they're real trustworthy. The ones that spy on you, the ones who lie about Trump, the ones who are actually, who challenge Trump They didn't challenge Trump with collusion. That was left to the Democrats and the DOJ. They just teed him up. But they're the ones that are in collusion. Strzok and Page, gosh, I couldn't care less if they got run over by a Mack truck somewhere. Linda Lee calling, not Linda Lee, I think that's a cook. Let's make this real clear. I just realized that I may have been misleading you here, but it's Lindy Lee, who's a Biden delegate, calling for an FBI investigation into reporters covering the allegations that Tara Reid is making. So if you just cover the allegations she's making, then you as a reporter need to be investigated by the FBI. You see, this is a problem. The news can't handle the truth. The news media can't handle the truth. It reminds me of the left's declaration back in 1973 that the abortion debate is over. They got their way. It's done. It's over. Let's quit talking about it. Quit writing about it. Keep reporting on it. Well, this is a problem. There's just this pesky little thing called the truth that you cannot destroy. You can kill people. You can kill universities. You can withdraw their funding. You can attack Republicans playing a softball game by a demonically possessed Democrat. But you can't kill the truth. The truth will always survive. But that's the media. Those are your Democrats. How about the law professor? Harvard law professor. Adrian Vermeule. It says that the coronavirus is an excuse now to dump free speech and property rights from the Constitution. I have to read you this most outrageously alarming story. You wouldn't dare to say these things just a few years ago. But the left is unhinged. And if they are this way when they're not in power, what happens when they are in power? This is Vermeule. And I'm going to quote liberally from this article. He said that we need to do away with concepts such as the free speech ideology and property rights. Says Adrian Vermeule is a professor of constitutional law at Harvard Law School, and writing in The Atlantic, that's a paper, said that the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, has now outlived its utility, and it's time for the government to take a more centralized role in people's lives. Vermeule states, and I'm quoting here from Breitbart News, thank you. I should need to give them the kudos here. They're great. Subscribe to them. Vermeule argues that circumstances have now changed due to the Chinese virus pandemic and that it is now possible to imagine a moral constitution, which he says is not enslaved to the original meaning of the Constitution and is also liberated from the narrative of relentless expansion of individualistic autonomy. So what comes to mind? Rahm Emanuel. Never waste a crisis. Let's use this to redo the Constitution. Let me tell you, Adrian, you schmuck. You teach constitutional law. What does the Constitution say? We've got a way for changing the Constitution, Adrian. But you got left-wing dingbats, slugs, mental peewees, mental midgets like you teaching law at Harvard that say, let's shortcut the process. We don't even need to take the constitutional route to changing the Constitution. And he's teaching people, Harvard, you suck. If you got a guy like this teaching, you need to fire his sorry butt and get a real constitutional lawyer in there. Vermeule goes on to say, such an approach should be based on the principles that government helps direct persons, associations, and society generally toward the common good. And that strong rule in the interest of attaining the common good is entirely legitimate. End quote. Adrian Communist Vermeule, this is what every socialist leader has said. And this is what they tend to do, the common good. It's what has never happened, Andy. Andy, listen to me. It has never happened. You and your left-wing happy crap, which seems to be an increasingly defining characteristic of Harvard. You know what this guy reminds me of? He reminds me of a two-year-old who takes a dump in his diapers and then smiles because it feels so good sitting in his own mush. Am I too graphic today? I don't know. So Vermeule even acknowledges that, quote, the central aim of the constitutional order is to promote good rule, not to protect liberty as an end in itself, and that one common good principle will be that there is, and I'm quoting him, there is no constitutional right to refuse vaccination. This is what it's coming down to. No constitutional right to excuse vaccination. No, Andy, this is what happens when you don't have a constitution. Why do you need a constitution to say that you can do whatever you want? You don't need a constitution to violate people's rights. He goes on to say these principles include the respect for the authority of rule. Authority of rule. He doesn't say anything about consent. Andy Jackass Vermeule, why don't you go take a constitutional law course yourself instead of teaching it? We should respect our rulers and the legitimate roles of public bodies and associations at all levels of governments and a candid willingness to legislate morality. Andy, it's your morality you want to demonstrate or legislate. And you know what? You don't legislate morality. You're all about legislating immorality. People have told me for years, Rob, who are you to think you can legislate morality? And I say to them, so what do you mean? Are you meaning that I shouldn't be able to legislate morality so that you can have the opportunity to legislate immorality? My gosh. He says, and he also is talking about doing away with all rights of private property. Do you see why I've said that the United States is going to split? And we're lucky if it splits, because that means you'll have a choice to go to the 10 tribes of Israel or to maybe the 2 tribes of Judah. Judah and Benjamin. Prepare for civil war. I've said this for a long time. It's coming. It's inevitable. Unless we just succumb to dictatorial fiat power in a post-Trump world. And like I've said before, ad nauseum, guns and ammo. Get it. Buy it. Store it. Learn how to use it. Get the big guns. You may need it. Socialism is coming to a theater near you. How about this one? You think what I've said is bad? Wait to hear this one. Kansas City, the mayor, Quentin Lucas, mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Let's distinguish that from Kansas City, Kansas. He said that he is now going to require that churches in Kansas City, quote, submit lists of members and attendees along with their names, their addresses, and telephone numbers to city officials for tracking and surveillance purposes, end quote. I'm quoting, folks. Can you say Sieg Heil? Can you say Heil Hitler? This is what Hitler did. The Germans did this thing to the Jews, collecting the names and the locations of all the known synagogues and who attended them. Those were the early days of the regime. Those weren't the final days. Those were the layup actions taken by the Nazis. You want to find a Nazi? Talk to Joe Biden. You want to find a Nazi? Talk to Gavin Newsom, to Gretchen Whitmer. These are the Nazis, folks. They call everybody else Nazis, but you want to see who a Nazi is? It's these dictatorial tyrants ruling by fiat. Maybe God's judging us with these giant Asian hornets that are supposed to be coming. But I got to get to the story in Texas. So you got the lady in Texas by the name of Shelley Luther, who's fined $7,000 earlier this week and sentenced to a week in jail for opening up her beauty shop. Her testimony was very clear. I would have loved to have heard this as a judge. She said, quote, I find it outrageous and out of touch that during the national pandemic, a judge in a county that actually released hardened criminals for fear of contracting COVID-19 would jail a mother for operating her hair salon in an attempt to put food on her family's table. I'm sorry. I said that. She said that. Actually, it was Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas who made that statement. No, Shelley Luther didn't make that statement, but she made a similar thing, probably not as eloquent as Paxton. But the judge, Eric Moyer, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, doesn't really matter, he's a loser, loves Clinton, he's a left-wing judge. He told the court that he would only consider imposing a fine if she apologized and agreed to keep her business closed until Friday, when Abbott was said that salons could partially reopen anyway. Now, you've heard all of this on the news. Fox News has gone over it in great detail, but I want to tell you now what you haven't heard on the news. Well, Moy, I want one other thing. Moy said that she was being selfish. She said, you've put your own interest ahead of those in the community in which you live. And she said, I'm here to prove a point. Quote, there's nothing that the government can do to take away my God-given rights. Go, girl. What a great example she is. But Moyer calls her selfish. Selfish meaning that you're selfish if you desire to feed your own family and your own children before you take the time to help feed others. That's being selfish, Eric. Well, I want to go beyond what Fox has said, because we all know, yes, this is a horrible precedent, number one. Number two, this is a ridiculous case of judicial overreach. Number three, this judge is a leftist who apparently has probably has posted somewhere on his wall back in judges' chambers, quote, it's good to be king, kind of an attitude. You see, this is probably why I'm going to lose my judgeship here in Arizona for saying these things. Yes, it's like all the other leftist judges who breathe these threatenings from the bench as if they're trying to do Darth Vader impersonations, ruling and reigning from the dark side, hiding behind the big black cloak. The Darth Vader. But this is what the mainstream media, including Fox, has overlooked and why this is so dangerous. This judge is judging. Judges are to judge, but they are not to judge the thoughts and the intents of a person's heart. It's not up to the judge to judge motives. So they're to judge based on facts. The scripture says in Isaiah 1, God, give us judges as at the first and counselors as at the beginning. Ones who will rule by the rule of law, ones that don't introduce their own personal beliefs into it, one that judges the thoughts and intents of the heart, which is not given a judge to do. And why do we know he did that? Because he's calling her selfish. I would never do that from a bench. I'd rule from the facts. You've done this and this, and from the facts, I can only conclude that you violated this law and that you intended to violate it. You don't call the person selfish or stingy or lustful. That's not for the judge to do, but this judge is Darth Vader. Number two, you don't force an apology on anyone. Can you say Heil Hitler? You got to suck up to the Nazi on the bench? Is this what you got to do? You apologize and I'll let you go. You say I'm right, and you say that you're wrong, and all of this stuff, and I'll let you go. When does a judge demand an apology? Never, if he's a real good judge. You don't demand apologies. Yeah, judges can be lenient when somebody seems to be remorseful, but they're remorseful on their own, and the judge can respond to that remorseful behavior. The judge doesn't demand it. Doesn't say, doggone it, why aren't you remorseful? Why are you so selfish? Why are you such a horrible person? That's not the judge's role, folks. The judge is taking side. The judge is picking and choosing winners and losers. And last but not least, she was punished. Shelley Luther was punished for telling the truth. You see, if she apologized, it would have been a lie. So here is the horrific irony of this situation. The perversion of justice is that if she lies, she gets off. If she tells the truth, she gets 7 days in jail and a $7,000 fine, even though the Texas Supreme Court, praise God, has now let her out of it. But this is my point, and I need to conclude with this. You were created for just such a time as this. And if you do not stand up to all the injustice, all the horrible stuff that overspreads this land, which, who was it? John Wesley said is one of the most noble ways of confessing Jesus Christ. You're not part of the way, you're in the way. God's going to take you out. He's going to get the people who are faking Christianity, ones that don't have the guts, ones who don't dare to stand up, ones who are sitting there desperately praying that God will yank them out of here with some pre-trib rapture before they've ever actually had to suffer for Jesus. God forbid that we should have to suffer like everybody else for the last 2,000 years in non-Western countries, which is probably why this program continues to grow in its popularity more in the international audience than in the United States, because the truth is hard. Look, this is time for us to grow up and be the people that we were called to be, because we're not here for wasted purpose. For just such a time as this, as God called us. Sit tall in the saddle, America. Remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. We'll see you next time.